How's it going? How you been?
Let's get started.
What's scrapping?
Yo, yo.
You are now tuned in to Aljo the Funk Master. Watch your grill, you'll get knocked out cold fast. And talking shit, now we talking facts. Where the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet, fuck a name and a fame. Only legacy remains. Remember the name, Aljamain Sterling.
It ain't shit, it ain't safe.
Motherfucker.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly Scraps episode UFC Vegas 25. Big fight card this weekend. Maybe not the most name values that people are used to seeing from the fight cards that we've been spoiled with the past few weeks, but there's a lot of fight cards, a lot of banger fights that people might not be paying too much attention on, and those are some sleeper fights that I think for sure are going to turn some heads, so make sure you guys tune in May 1st, this Saturday. First up, we got Dominic Reyes taking on Jiří Procházka, something like that. I don't want to butcher the guy's name, so I'm just going to call him Jiří. But obviously, Dominic Reyes, two-time former title challenger, taking on this guy, Jiří, who made a big debut in his last fight over Ozdemir. Got the finish at the end, eventually put his lights out. But man, that was a back-and-forth fight, and it was a fun fight from beginning to end. So this is a fight you guys do not want to miss. Obviously, Dominic Reyes, not much needs to be said. The guy puts people away. He's a finisher. Coming off of a loss, a big loss to the now champion Błachowicz, but this is a big opportunity to get his name back in the win column and get back in that title contention picture. So for Jiří, if he can take out a former title challenger like Dominic Reyes, this could be a huge step for just his second fight in the UFC and get another huge opportunity in terms of name value or enter that title conversation. So this is a big fight for the main event, so make sure you guys tune in and watch that. Co-main event, we have Cub Swanson taking on Giga Chikadze, who's been on fire of late. Obviously, Cub Swanson is a veteran. He's a veteran from the WC days, the men in blue. Now in the UFC, he's a legend. He's fought everybody, the who's of the featherweight division. And this is a huge opportunity for him to maintain his positioning in the rankings at the UFC featherweight division, which is fun, talented, and stacked. Or can Giga Chikadze get a finish, which will propel him hugely into the I don't even know what to call it, but into the sweepstakes of running in for a title shot. And being from Georgia, he has a huge backing and a huge following, him and all the other Georgian fellow fighters that are on this fight card. So can Giga use those that pristine kickboxing skills and keep Cub Swanson at bay and have a passing of the torch, so to speak, and give himself an opportunity to put himself in that title talking conversation and get Cub Swanson out of there? So this is a big opportunity, and this is just the main event. And there's a whole bunch of banging fights on this card. Iwan Kutalaba taking on Justin Dacoby. We have Sean Strickland taking on Jutko. And of course, this is my sleeper fight. And let me explain. This fight with Marab Dvalishvili taking on Cody Stamann, this is a big fight. I don't need to sell this fight to you guys. If you know who Marab is, and if you don't know who Marab is, you need to pay attention and wake up and make sure you tune in this Saturday to watch this one, because this one is going to be a banger. If you've never seen a guy get tired, if you see the epitome of a robot, you look up in the dictionary, it's a picture of Marab's face right there. The machine. The guy has a gas tank for days, does not get tired, taking on a tough guy who's fought some of the best guys in the world, and Cody Stamann, who's beaten guys like Brian Caraway and a few others. So I see a positioning like this, Caraway having a close fight with a guy like Cody Stamann. Now Cody Stamann, who's been in the top 10, top 15 for quite some time now, this is a huge opportunity for him to maintain his spot and propel his name back forward into that top 10 of the division. Or will Marab come through and show him why they call him the machine? And I think he will. He is my lock pick for this fight card. Obviously, it's a fist fight. Anything can happen. But if there's anyone that I was ever sure about in my bones that I feel like it's going to get it done 100%, is this one right here, Marab Dvalishvili, my teammate, the machine. He's going to go get some this weekend. Like I said, Cody Stamann is a tough guy. He uses a lot of switch footwork, switch stances, a lot of feints, and he's very stationary, brings his feet in close together, which makes it easier for him to be a little bit more nimble on his feet. And you have Marab, who's just more like pawing at you, closing the distance, and then eventually charging, bum, 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 throwing heavy shots, looking for the takedown, taking you up, putting you down like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think that's why he's going to get it done this weekend. So make sure you guys tune in for those fights. A lot of big ones. Some other ones to boot. I'm not going to go into depth here. We have Gabriel Benitez taking on Jonathan Pierce. I think that's a great fight. Pierce brings a lot of energy. And same thing like Merab, he just doesn't stop. And you got a guy like Benitez who's as tough as they come and gets some nasty highlight finishes in the UFC already. Kai Kamaka taking on TJ Brown. That's a banger fight. So I think that's going to be a good one. And Luke Boomy taking on Sam Hughes. That should be a fun one. And obviously Luke Sanders versus Felipe Calares, bantamweights. I love the bantamweights. So make sure you guys go tune in. I got family here from New York and Pennsylvania. I got a couple of drinks outside, and it's a little bit of time for me to go get right right now. So I'm going to go get right. So I'll see you guys later. Thanks for tuning in, and hit that like button. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
That's the show. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get to stepping. And remember, we bring the noise because the people want the funk. Until next time. This is the Weekly Scraps. Bye-bye.